There are a lot of new businesses that have made a home in Kent, Ohio. But have you ever wondered what happens to the small businesses in our town when new chains are brought to the area? Or what about how they're even established into the city in the first place? I spoke with Lori Wemhoff, the executive director of the Kent Area Chamber of Commerce, and here is what she had to say.
I can say that I have nothing to do with it. It's interesting, if you look downtown, you look at a building, I guess I never thought about it, but people own buildings or blocks of buildings. If I'm looking at Main Street right now, I can tell you that there are at least four, if not five, different individuals that own these buildings. So when they've got space open, it's truly up to them.
Chains are not necessarily direct competition to the mom and pop store. And when I've seen failures, and failures have taken place, it typically isn't because they had the wrong concept, although occasionally sometimes that is the case, but it's more because they didn't operate it as well as the other businesses in town.
That's Tom Wilkie. He is the Economic Development Director of Kent. His main job is to recruit new businesses, retain existing ones, and assist businesses when they want to expand.
I think it's great. I mean, you never want to see empty space, and you'd be hard-pressed to find it in downtown Kent. Now, that's not to say there isn't some or there hasn't been some, but there is always such a honest, quick turnaround. Because like I said, people are always calling us or calling the city's economic development department, wanting to start a new business or bring an existing business here because they see, you know, we've worked very hard to make Kent a destination.
While Kent is a destination, will small businesses be forced to pack their bags and move to a new location on the map? Take Ming's Bubble Tea, for instance. Kent alone has three locations to purchase bubble tea. Is there that much of a demand for such a unique drink?
Huge increase in the number of Asian restaurants just in the downtown area and the surrounding area, the newest one being Kenko.
So what does Ming's Bubble Tea think? Ming Lang Ji, the owner of this small business, took the time to share his opinion. Here's what he had to say.
I hope there are going to be more bubble tea shops so we can keep, you know, improving ourselves, you know. That's also a motivation for any business owner out there. You shouldn't be afraid of competition. You should appreciate competition. That means you have made the decision, you have made the right decision opening this type of business here, because not only you, but other business owners see the opportunity and the market, and we just be the best out of it. That's basically what we're going for.
What about Morgan Zhang, the general manager of the newly opened Asian chain restaurant Kenko and Kung Fu Tea, have to say? Will there be an impact on small businesses because they opened?
Certainly, I think there will be an impact for them since they are the local mom and pop store and they're not a chain. They don't have the kind of reputation that Kung Fu Tea does because a lot of people have been waiting for us to open for the Kung Fu Tea side of the business. I don't know exactly what kind of economic impact or any kind of impact it will have, but I just know it will have some kind of impact to both locations.
So whether you enjoy Ming's Bubble Tea, High Tea, or even Kung Fu Tea, there is a plethora of choices within a 10-mile radius, and it doesn't look like any of those locations will be going out of business anytime soon.
I mean, it sounds very cliche, but there is something for everyone. And if you can't find something that you like, then there's something wrong with you.
Reporting for Kent State University, this is Andrea Gump.